Yeah, I'm. You know, I'm fortunate that I have captained previously. Otherwise, you know, it can be a daunting task. You know, taking over at a big club like Glamorgan. But yeah, for me, yeah, a special moment. I think, you know, leadership's something that should be respected. You know, and for me, if I, you know, if I didn't feel confident, confident that I could do the job or that I had good enough working relationships with the guys, you know, it wouldn't be something that I would take up. So, you know, I feel confident in the job, and it means a real lot to, you know, to be working with a bunch of guys that I really enjoy and at a club that's really been good to me.
How different is it going to be from doing the job with Warriors, do you think? Is it a different mix of people?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. Like I said, I think, you know, fortunately, having time to, you know, spend a lot of time with the guys over the last couple of years, you know, I've built up enough relationships that I, you know, I feel really confident in the job. And, you know, the differences from county cricket to, you know, South African domestic cricket is, you know, it's minor in terms of team. And for me, it's about creating a good environment and giving us good direction.
Of course, Glamorgan have been in decent form in white ball cricket, in no small measure due to your own contributions. Semi-finalists in the T20 last season and a 50-50 record in the One Day Cup. How confident are you that they can do it a little bit better next season?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I think we're playing the right brand of cricket. You know, we're putting ourselves in sort of in contention at the back end of each competition at the moment, which is really exciting. And I think there's a great atmosphere around our white ball cricket. And, you know, for me, it'll be to build on that. And I think through the last couple of seasons that I've been with the squad, we've learned a lot when we've got to the back end of those competitions in playoff games and that. So, you know, hopefully we can keep building on that and make sure that you know, at the end of the day, we'd love to win a trophy.
Absolutely. As for yourself, you missed the last game of the season because of injury. How are things coming along?
Yeah, it was a strange one because, you know, it's normally a bowler's injury. But, you know, I didn't know much about it at the time and I sort of hoped it went away quite quickly. It's you know, it's been more of a lengthy process than I realised at the time. But I'm sure the bowlers could have told me that, you know, back when I did the injury. So hopefully, you know, I've worked really hard and, you know, hopefully I'm about 10 days away from playing again.
And, of course, there's been some disappointing news since we last spoke with the South African new T20 competition being put on hold. How much of a disappointment is that to you?
Yeah, massively disappointing. You know, I think there was a great space and a need for that in South African cricket in general, you know, to have their own sort of global tournament. And, you know, I think there's been a, you know, a really, really down feeling amongst, you know, South African cricket in general, you know, with the news that that it's falling away. You know, I think it's done damage to our reputation as well. So, you know, and from a player's side of things, I think the guys were excited to, you know, sort of be put on the world stage. Great opportunity for a load of our players to sort of stake claims in international leagues and that. So, yeah, extremely disappointing. But, you know, South Africa is a strange old place. And, you know, we still produce really good players. So, you know, on that side of things, I think, you know, hopefully we can rectify it in the years to come and still put on that tournament, like they said.
Now that leaves presumably a bit of a gap in your schedule. Are you able to fill it with anything else?
They filled it up straight away with the normal T20 competition. So, you know, great news for me in terms of, you know, having T20 cricket, you know, coming in the next sort of 2 weeks again. So, you know, I'll be joining the Warriors for that, for our normal domestic tournament. And then, you know, that'll be great build-up, you know, moving on towards the Big Bash.
And I suppose in Glamorgan terms, the missing ingredient now for next season is the identity of the new overseas player to replace Jacques Rudolph. What sort of guy are you looking for? Presumably a top three batter would be top of the list?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't really been part of that process yet, obviously being newly announced. But, you know, personally, you know, it'd be difficult to replace someone like Jacques in terms of, you know, a senior player amongst the group. But, you know, I'm sure that Glamorgan are looking for, you know, someone who can contribute with a bat. We've, you know, we've got a great bunch of young guys coming through, and it's, you know, it'd be nice to have another steady head around. So, yeah, so I think an exciting process for the club, and, you know, hopefully we can get the right guy.